We start this hour in Washington State, where the death toll has climbed to 14 and dozens are still missing after that massive landslide this weekend. Rescue efforts continue even though time is running out. And people in nearby Darrington are also struggling to comprehend the scope of the disaster. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUOW's Carolyn Adolph explains.
In Darrington, the grocery store is across the street from the fire station and a gathering place for people here. Suzette Russell and her husband David are among them.
I'm all numb.
Suzette took a train back from a visit to Idaho when she heard about the slide. At first, she didn't even know her husband was all right.
So I'd lost it quite a bit the day before.
Now she's waiting for word about five relatives and a friend.
Well, I don't have my makeup on, and I just crawled out with what I have on today so I could come uptown to see if we could do anything or if we could find out any more. Because my family, like my brother, it's his daughter.
Almost everyone here seems to know someone who is missing now. They're gathered outside this grocery store where a message board shows them the slide area. There's a fresh painted sign thanking emergency responders for their work. Taylor Lindemann and Lindsay Fabry are here. Taylor's been staying at Lindsay's house in town. Her home is near the slide. Both say they know their families are fine, but they're worried about one girl in particular.
Yeah, both of her parents are missing.
Yeah. And then, well, my best friend's little brother, he was left alone.
In a house. Steelhead. Yeah, we're all affected as a whole because this community is so close. We're just one big family. So when one person goes, part of our town's missing.
Being able to gather at the store helps people share information. They're trying to learn more about what's happened. They're also comparing notes on what they knew about the slide risk in the area before the disaster. Mark and Roxanne Chance say they looked at houses on Steelhead Drive, which no longer exists. The two said they were put off by how near the houses were to the water.
And I just got a really bad feeling because it just didn't look right to me. It looked like there could be too much of a threat.
I just went by my gut feelings, like, no, this isn't a good place to live, so.
But Mark Chance says people should do research and make their own choices. Lisa Tucker is walking her dog. She's lived in Darrington all her life. She says this disaster isn't going to change her view of risk.
Who was to know that, you know, we were going to get blocked in? Who's to know that the landslide is going to happen, you know? Disasters can happen anywhere. And it just so happened to be closer to our town this time.
For her, this place is home. The mountain shining down on this town, the river, and the people.
It's a beautiful place to live, and you can't be afraid to continue to live just because a disaster happened. Everything will pick up.
In Darrington, I'm Carolyn Adolph,